Rector Helen Dragas has been at the heart of efforts to remove President Teresa Sullivan, and before beginning a closed-door meeting with the Board of Visitors, she read a statement to the university community expressing regret for the pain and confusion the board caused by failing to communicate well.
For that reason, let me state clearly and unequivocally, you, our UVA family, deserved better from this board. We have heard your demands for a fuller explanation of this action. And while our answers may seem insufficient and poorly communicated, we have responded with the best we have to offer, the truth.
Earlier in the day, the Faculty Senate asked Dragas to step down and reinstate Sullivan. But Dragas clearly signaled she would not comply.
As visitors, we have the very highest aspirations for the University of Virginia. For it to reach its fullest potential as a 21st century academical village, always rooted firmly in our enduring values of honor, integrity, and trust. We crave to deliver the finest education and the most cutting-edge healthcare possible. Achievement of this singular goal is only possible through focused, strategic, and well-funded institutional direction and vision.
In the absence of a detailed explanation for Sullivan's ouster, rumors had circulated that the board wanted to eliminate programs that didn't pay for themselves, like German or classics. Dragas said that was not true.
This board has never, nor will we ever, direct that particular programs or courses be eliminated or reduced. These matters belong to the faculty.
She added that the board would never make decisions to favor any particular donor, perhaps a reference to Peter Kiernan, a wealthy hedge fund manager and UVA alum, who appears to have worked with Dragas to push Sullivan out. He may have ties to the online learning industry. Dragas had earlier complained that Sullivan was not moving quickly enough to launch a distance learning program. She concluded by reminding the public that the Board of Visitors serves many masters.
We want the very best caliber education and experience delivered to the 21,000 students for whom we are responsible. We crave the highest quality health care for the almost 900,000 patient visits attended to by the exceptional doctors, nurses, and staff members in the UVA Medical Center. And in our push for excellence, we seek also to be responsive to families and taxpayers who foot our bills and to legislators who demand accountability.
As the board went into closed session, Teresa Sullivan entered the rotunda to wild cheers from the crowd outside. Some carried signs calling for her reinstatement, among them James Patterson, who just got his Ph.D. in political science.
Oh, it says Dragas failed her Machiavelli final.
Regardless of what happens, he called on the state to provide more funding for higher education. By his side was Julia Patterson, the woman he married just yesterday.
Instead of looking at pictures of my wedding on Facebook, this actually sounded more fun and more important to us, so that's why we're here.
The faculty president addressed the crowd, sharing remarks Dragas had made. Many protesters laughed at her claims. Earlier in the day, maintenance crews had removed a word spray-painted on columns of the rotunda, greed. This is Sandy Houseman reporting.